Grain markets continue to keep watch on exports and demand. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. Throughout this week, we've had a pretty decent week on our grain markets as well, but they just continue to pay attention to demand, exports, South America weather, and we also had a WASDE report out this week. And that's pretty much all the news that's circling around there. And hearing from Scott Varlick, Coima, Coima, and Varlick.
It's just these grain markets are just lacking any major desire to break out and really put anything on. And I think that's good in the long run. You know, we saw the ending stock number and the beans being a little bit friendly in the report. So also good. I mean, we keep falling back on that. I think our beans are tight and we're getting some of this demand, but it's just where's the action in the trade? And the funds just haven't really pushed after and went after it. So, I mean, there's some gaps below us on the chart. I really didn't have expectations that we'd go down there. I mean, it's possible. We're still 30 cents away, you know, on a technical standpoint before they fill these gaps that everybody likes to look at. But I feel okay about the beans. I think that they have some more life yet. We know the December report is never a big mover anyway. The January was the one we got to get buckled up on.
And Chip Nellinger with Blue Reef Agri-Marketing also says that the grain markets like to pay attention to South America this time of year. And gives us a brief update there.
Yeah, for sure. We actually had a CONAB update. CONAB is kind of the equivalent of the USDA in Brazil. Downtick just a little bit on their bean crop. Still very early on there. Still looking at 177 million ton crop. That would be a record. That's still a massive crop north of 6 billion bushels. And weather right now has been pretty decent. So the next 6 or 8 weeks here is going to be very important, critical during the summer time frame of Brazil and South America. It's going to be closely watched. But right now, things look like they're in pretty good shape in the Southern Hemisphere.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.